Attempting to call District Director George Boatwright, even though they did not have any contact information in the letter. And it is 9:12 a.m., November 29th, 2022. Number is 479-981-9184. Hold on a second before I dial. I'm gonna pause for a second. Okay, back on. Calling now.
Hello, you have reached George Boatwright with Carroll County Solid Waste District. I am unable to take your call at this time. If you would please leave your name and number, I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yes, Mr. Boatwright, this is Steve Hedrick of X Dumpsters, and it's 9:16 a.m. I'm calling regarding this letter I received from Carroll County, and I wanted clarification of what exactly the meaning was and what violations you are speaking of. So I would like a call back, please, at 479-981-9212. Thank you very much. Bye. Just checking standby mode. It's 9:49, still waiting for a callback. And double checking my standby mode on the recorder. Answering phone at 2 minutes till 10. Hello.
Good morning, Steve.
Yes.
George Boatwright with Carroll County Solid Waste. I missed a call from you.
Oh, no problem. I just, yeah, they didn't put your contact information on this letter. They said to contact you with questions, but they didn't have anything there.
Okay.
So I have questions regarding... I have questions regarding this letter that I received as far as violations, Carroll County, solid waste. I'm sure you were on the board and you were there when it was drafted. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so exactly what, I'm curious exactly what ordinances or what violations that are occurring. You know, I want to get, you know, specific on this stuff to understand what I am and am not allowed to do.
The main ordinance that concerns Carroll County Solid Waste is the ordinance that the city made, and the number, I've not got the contract in front of me right now.
Oh, I've got the number, so yeah, that's
the ordinance number is on that.
Yeah, that's the ordinance number. Yeah, I've got that. It's 004, you know, 2022-004.
Okay. So. Okay. So, what's your question again?
So I'm curious exactly what it is, because they use a broad brush, because again, first of all, I'm not a trash collector. They keep calling it that. I do not collect trash. I'm not doing any trash collection. I am a dumpster rental, and that is no different.
Still solid waste under a definition.
Solid waste is anything that could end up in a landfill.
Yes.
Which is anything on the planet Earth. So that's a pretty broad brush. That's not made to sit there and say you have absolute power over everything on Earth. So are you saying, so if someone has got scrap metal, I am not allowed to collect scrap metal?
If someone has got scrap metal, if they do not set that scrap metal out to the curb, then if they set it out on the curb, it belongs to Carroll County Solid Waste.
Oh, exactly.
If you go in there and remove scrap metal, yes.
Right, because I got customers. Right, because I got customers that occasionally got scrap or yard waste or everything else, and in those cases, again, I'm not sending it on city property; it's private property, and I should be totally within my rights to do that.
If you don't remove any solid waste or anything that goes into a landfill, yes.
Okay, and that's, well, if it goes into a landfill, it's and that's the other problem there. The ordinance pretty much confirms that the city does not have claim to it or what they call a title to the property until it's collected. It is personal property. So are you saying people's personal property is owned by the city?
If it has to do with solid waste, yes.
It is not solid waste until it ends up in the solid waste place. So persons...
Okay, but if a person's turned down, it's their property, but if they're turned down their house or something, they can only use Carroll County Solid Waste to remove that debris.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. Under what authority are you doing that? Because it is personal property. It is not considered waste until it is set within the public easement. That has been declared by the Supreme Court, you know, many times. It is private property when it is in a dumpster and it is on private property. That has been clarified many times.
Okay, I don't agree with you.
Oh, it's been, you could look it up. You could look it up. It's been clarified many times.
I don't believe it has, no.
Yes, when it is on private property, it is not considered public property. It is private property.
I agree with that, but if that person inside the city of Holiday Island, whether you're a residence or a business, I have an inter-local government agreement with Holiday Island. Holiday Island's mayor sits on the board of Carroll County Solid Waste Regional District.
I understand that.
I have an inter-local agreement for solid waste defined under ADEQ.
Right.
Through ADEQ, I've got that agreement, Carroll County Solid Waste District has. It belongs to that person, but if he decides to get rid of it, and he lives within, whether he's a resident or not, because it's all in the contract, it's under all the definitions in the contract. A bag of trash, construction debris, It's all in the contract.
In the contract?
If he decides to get rid of that, then he has to call Carroll County Solid Waste in to get rid of that.
And the contract...
Well, let me finish. If he does not, he is in violation of a city ordinance. Any hauler that comes in that is not Carroll County Solid Waste is in violation of a city ordinance. A city ordinance is a law.
Can you explain to me?
Solid Waste District.
Can you explain to me how you selectively enforce that, since you're allowing contractors to haul off in dump trailers and flatbed trailers and all that?
How do you, that's all in the definitions too.
No, it is not.
I can allow if a person owns their that owns that. If they rent them a trailer, I do allow that. But I can allow you to come in there.
Right, they are renting. They are doing the same thing for me. If a roofer calls to a home to contract and tear off that roof, and he brings a dump trailer, or he calls me, it's the same thing. I am a contractor hauling off the debris from that roof.
No, I will not let him do it unless
they're doing it.
Landowner doing it.
They are doing it.
If the landowner wants to bring his own trailer in there and haul it to me, he's got to haul it to me. If he does not, I will not let him allow anyone else in there. And I do that for their convenience. But it's got to be the landowner. He's not going to bring any other roofer with the trailer in there.
Well, you are allowing it all through here, so they're selectively enforcing it because they're doing it all the time in all of these cities, let alone I know for a fact they're doing it in all these cities, and I could watch them do it every day here. Contractors are hauling off. Contractors are allowed to haul off.
That's got his, it's a roofing company. And that falls under the definitions. I do see what you're saying. I can't think of the roofing company's names now, but that's a roofing company where they've got their own trailers that they put it into, and they bring everything to me. If the company has their own trailer, but you're not re-roofing, all you're doing is taking out debris. You're not tearing off.
I am a contractor. I am the same contractor, whether they're the contractors that hiring subcontractors to tear off the roof, or they're hiring me to haul it off. It's the same thing. It's not just regarding roofing, it's remodel and everything else.
No, the roofer is part of his business. That's business waste that he collects. You're not in the business of roofing. You don't tear off and put back on.
It does.
The roofer does. That's part of his,
business. And
he collects that waste during his business. That's just like a...
And as his business, the roofer... So as his business, the roofer could hire me to haul off the waste. You are really cherry-picking the ordinance here, and that's what's confusing me. You know, so if the roofer rents a trailer, can he or can he not? What if he rents it from me? You guys are cherry-picking this stuff, and it's really bizarre because... The sum of it is, even in your own ordinances, say with the recyclables, it could be diverted by the generator, which is the person that generates the waste. He can divert it to anyone he wants. It says right there. They could divert it to me. It's no different with recyclables or waste. The generator of the waste is the property owner.
I agree with that.
It is property owner, and they can divert it to whoever they want. And now,
in the case of a roofer, though, he's not licensed through my district to haul solid waste because it's waste he generates as his job. You're licensed through my solid waste district because you don't, like I said, you're not going out there and tearing off a roof and then hauling the debris off and then putting a roof back on. You're not generating what you're hauling from your business.
So if I'm not licensed through you, then I can haul it, is what you're saying.
Not the way you do. Now, if you've got a roofing job or if you've got a construction job where you tear down a building and rebuild it, you don't have to be licensed through me. But you're not like that. You've got to be a solid waste hauler.
I haul multiple things.
You have to be licensed with ADEQ through me. And if you go to another district, you'll have to be licensed in that district.
You're standing by that it's not personal property and they can't sell it or transfer their personal property to anyone else. That's what you're standing by.
Yes.
Okay, that's the way it will be heard. Because, again, the other thing is, yeah, they outline hauling waste here. They contradict themselves in the thing, and that's just bizarre, because there has been many court cases that is personal property until they relinquish it. You know, they could relinquish it to whoever they want. It's personal property.
Not if it's solid waste. Nobody can haul it in the district unless they're licensed.
There is no such thing as solid waste. It's a broad brush. It is not waste. It's personal property until it's declared waste by the property owner. Once I haul it off, I could declare it solid waste. They are declaring it personal property if they want to. It is their property. They're transferring property from them to me. And I could declare it to be solid waste. After
ADQ doesn't see it that way. See, the city, when Holiday Island became a city, under ADQ law, state laws, as a city, they're responsible for solid waste, what happens to it in their city. That's one.
Well, that's what you are a part of. You,
under a contract.
The mayor and you are mixing the two of a solid waste management system by that code and responsibility for providing a service. There are two totally different things. Carroll County Solid Waste is the management system. It doesn't mean they have exclusive rights to everything. It is an approved system to be able to legally dispose of.
Under state law, I've got exclusive right to everything. The city gave me a contract given me because the city's responsible for any solid waste within their city boundaries. Now, if someone hauls that off and puts that in a hauler, the city's responsible for cleaning that up under state law.
But
even if they take it out of the city limits and throw it off in a hauler, that's why your major cities go with an exclusive hauler that's licensed through ADQ.
Again, I understand that, but you are confusing solid waste with personal property. A property owner can give their personal property to whoever they want. And when it goes to the contract, there's another thing. I understand, I don't know how the other cities in Carroll County are doing it, but what is a contract? It is a contract between two people or businesses or entities or whatever.
Yes.
Carroll County is not paying for that waste removal like they are in other cities by way of taxes or by way of the city is not, the city is bound to it, but the residents are not. The residents are not bound to a contract that they did not sign.
I disagree with you just because of the state laws that I just quoted.
Okay, well, I just wanted to get it clear. So I can rent dumpsters and put it on personal property as long as it's not waste.
Yes, you can put it on there and collect metal and stuff, yes, or yard debris.
Okey-doke. Well, that's something for now, but yeah, I will challenge the rest of that because it's been well defined that it is personal property until they relinquish it. There is no definition of when it becomes waste except when the owner of that property relinquishes it or declares it to be, and that's when it is set curbside. Those ordinances are put into effect for trash collection.
Isn't the same thing, Steve? If they're tearing down a building or something like that, and you set a dumpster and it's got boards and sheetrock and insulation in it, that's going to go to a landfill.
Right, but it's not necessarily waste. There's it's still personal property. No. People do not have a legal right to go in that dumpster and climb in there. I'll guarantee you. That is a fact. That is personal property. People cannot go in there and pull stuff out or anything else because it has been declared by courts private property. It is not waste. It's private property. But the other question I got for you on that is, again, by that ordinance you were talking about, the state code, the whole purpose is to better the community and to provide service. So how do you justify service not being provided and the service is being diminished by not allowing me to? I have customers call me all the time from all of these cities, including Green Forest, Berryville, Eureka Springs, saying they cannot get the service they need from Carroll County.
Now, I guarantee you that's not right.
It is.
Because I've got containers. I really, Steve, I don't care what they're telling me. I'm director here.
I know you're director. Let me finish.
What happens in this office, and I don't turn people down. Now, they may be a waiting list.
Exactly.
Under all my contracts, there's not over a 48-hour waiting list.
Today, there isn't an over a 48-hour waiting list. But
I can provide service for them. They may have to wait a day, I will provide the service for
I
them.
Guarantee you there is times where they cannot provide service, like in the height of the peak in the summer. They could not do it. People were not being able to get anything within weeks. They were being turned down. I guarantee you that. And besides that, I have the type of equipment that could get into areas that your roll-offs can't. You know, and
I've got customers
doing that.
So I've got small containers, same size you do and same size equipment you get.
So I've got customers that have been begging me in city limits in Eureka Springs because they can't get you to come out there. So you can't tell me they didn't. They tried. They have tried. I've had customers that call me back, you know, for something else, and I go, what did you end up doing? Did you get a hold of Carroll County? They go, no, I ended up having to burn stuff. How is that for the economy? You are not serving the community at all. You are actually depriving the community, and that is the whole intent for the code, is what my biggest problem is. Well, not my biggest problem. It's one of my big problems, obviously, me being able to make an honest living. And I'm curious why you think other cities and counties, like Benton County and Washington County, they don't do it. They know it's illegal. They have an open, it's open to dumpsters. Are you aware of that? Did you try?
Yes, I'm aware.
Did you contact them? So why did you decide to deprive customers of that service when these obviously much more affluent and more productive counties than ours recognized that they can't do that, and it is bad for the economy?
In the county, and I'm going to check with my office to see if what you're saying is true, but in the county, I have put people off for 2 to 3 weeks because I know they can go anywhere else and get dumpster service in the county. But in the cities, I've got a strict rule that inside the city limits, that we make sure we service everybody.
And that does not apply to any other cities in Arkansas. Well, I don't know any other cities, but all the ones I called in Little Rock and in Benton County and Washington County, the closest thing I've seen is some cities in the state, and I think Fayetteville is one of the only in this area, where the city requires a special license to operate in the city. And that's totally their right to do. Okay, I would apply for the license and I would do it, or the permit. But no, none of the other cities do it because they know they can't. And they have told me so much can't.
It's not written up in their laws and their contracts. Like in Fayetteville Waste Management has a contract on Fayetteville. They will let other dumpster services come in there because it's so big, they just can't handle it.
And why do you think you have the right to do it?
Within the city limits, I can handle it. Now, there has been times when I've let other people come in. We had a deal in Eureka back before I had 15 yards. I let a company come in that had 10-yard containers because I couldn't get a 20-yard in there and I couldn't get a 4-yard in there where they needed this. So I let a company, and I've got the right to do that, to let a company come in. And I told the mayor of Green Forest and Holiday Island and Berryville, all those mayors know that if I can't service someone inside the city limit, I will let someone else come in. But I'm telling you, inside the city limit, I can service them. I've had contained, they will not be over, and it's in all my contracts, a 48-hour waiting period.
So then I could tell my customers that call me to call the county and document Carroll County if they could get you one within 48 hours. And if they can't, they could call me if they document who they talked to and when they called.
No, they still can't. But I'd like for them to document it, and I'd like for them to call me.
I'll try to pass.
I guarantee you inside the city limits, it's not happening.
Well, it's been happening quite often. I guarantee you that. You forget too. I dump obviously at your transfer station, and I've even talked to them there, and they go, "No, we're backlogged a month. You don't have anything available." I mean, I don't mean right now. I don't mean today. I mean in the peak of the season. Yes.
I know, but even in the peak of the season, the last two customers you set for in Holiday, Illinois, I called the customers. And then the man that they call you and remove your container, I just called them and let them know I had a contract with the city. And they said, yeah, we knew that the city had become a city. We were unaware you had a contract. They didn't even call our office. And they told me, we will call your office from now on.
I wasn't speaking.
Most of these people that call you have not called us.
I'm not speaking of those people. Like I said, I'm speaking to people throughout the peak of the season. I got calls regularly from Eureka Springs and everywhere where I turned them down. But and they said, well, they couldn't get anything from you. And they've called. And I know they were correct because I would ask when I was there at your site how far they were backlogged. And I know that they were. It's
well,
that simple.
I'm going to look into it, but that's not
but
it, my policy.
But again, in
but
any
contract, I'm going to go talk to the officers.
But again, any contract law is between the two people that signed the contract. It is not between some arbitrary citizen. You can't just point a finger and go, "Hey, you're included in my contract." Do you believe that is true? You could. I could write a contract and say, "Hey, Mr. George Boatwright is included in this contract. He has to do this." You think that is true?
Yes, I believe that.
You do believe that? Okay, that's for
yes.
The okay.
Under the state law with solid waste, yes, I do believe that.
All right, well.
You can call Waste Management or anybody and they'll tell you they believe that too.
Okay, I appreciate your time and you walking me through this and being patient with me. But so if I do get some recycle or yard debris and everything, what do you recommend? Do I call you or just call the county or the city, or should I preempt it by calling the city code enforcement and going, "Hey, I'm going to have one here, but it is for metal or whatever," just so we don't get all flustered and upset about it? Should I call you or them?
Let me look at the contract here. I've got it out in front of me now. As far as this, because I know the recycling is included in my contract. Now, if you, let me see here.
Well, again, it's personal property. If there's a value to it, they can give it to whoever they want.
No, here's actually the deal on that, Steve. If you're a business, let's say like here in Bearville.
Well, I understand. Wait a minute. I got to interrupt you there because you keep saying if I'm a business. It doesn't matter if I'm a business or Santa Claus. If someone's got personal property and they have a right to transfer their personal property to anybody, nobody, not the government, nobody
this.
Has a right to say they don't.
Okay. Let me say this. If you're a resident within side of Holiday Island, and your business within sight of Holiday Island. If your business, and like you're going to have metal shavings, like at businesses here on Industrial Drive, fabrication businesses and stuff, if you generate that from your business, then yes, you can bring in someone like Rogers Iron and Metal to collect that steel for you. But I've got exclusive rights under these contracts to all trash and recycling within the city of Holiday Island. Now, if they're generating their metal from a business and they're selling their metal as the business for profit from the business, yes, they do not have to give me their metal. But if it's a customer like aluminum cans and stuff like that I recycle, yes, they have to give that to me.
Okay. Well, all I could do in end this is, you know, we definitely disagree on it, and I, like I said, there's court cases that show otherwise. It's personal property. But I guess I want to end this on just you giving it some extra thought, because you are here to serve the communities of the counties as well as the waste, you know, as the waste management system in the county. And how do you fulfill the whole county's needs when you are cutting off the lifeline to anyone being able to do it? If I'm restricted from doing city work, I can't generate enough to go out to the counties, and I know your places don't go to the far reaches of the counties either. And they won't, or they find excuses not to.
So it's like the county.
So, and you're still claiming that you serve everybody. Okay, I'll have them call your number direct every time there's someone that says they can't get service.
Okay.
But, I appreciate your time, and, but yeah, let me know if you find anything out, because, yeah, with, you know, if I do get, brush or whatever, I guess I'll try to preempt any confusion by calling the, code enforcement and going, look, this is brush and this is here. I have a right to rent a dumpster. I have a right to rent a dumpster if someone just wants to use it to store things in it. It's a rental. It shouldn't be any of the city's business or pull my license because I rent a dumpster to somebody.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, if they want to store something in it, or yes, I agree. If it's not got anything to do with solid waste or recycling, I agree. You should be able to set it. But I disagree if it's got anything to do with solid waste or recycling.
Well, you basically disagree that it's private property. You're saying, claiming that it's the right of it's the property of the cities. And
yes,
and if you read that contract, it pretty much confirms that it's not theirs until it's collected by Carroll County. So you will see that there. It is not their property. They claim title to it when it's collected, not before. So it confirms what I'm saying. It is not their property. So,
okay.
And it just is. That's the way the courts rule. I guess I'll have to find someone to dispute it for me. But I do appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day. Stay out of that wind. It's pretty nasty today.
All right.
Bye. Call ended. It's about 10:27, and I will end this conversation and attempt to make my next call, which should be code enforcement on a different ordinance of my vehicles being parked here. Thank you, and bye.